And again, it's very tired and we're way thick. And it's May the 4th. We're sitting in the La Crosse Hall of Fame in St. Catharines, and I'm just going to interview Wade here. Wade, your career, when did you first pick up a La Crosse stick? Do you remember?
1938. We just moved here from Peterborough. Never had a stick in my hand in Peterborough, but we moved here in 38 and started playing down.
So you were 11 years old, you know?
Yeah.
Playing house league, probably.
Playing down La Crosse.
And then, like my stats, I have in 44 was first time you played senior. Did you play for the juniors too, or just?
43, but no junior. I think 44, I played juvenile, or midget back to 44. Midget, and then I went up and played juvenile, and also played senior.
And then you got picked up for the Man Cup.
Yeah, we played with the Man Cup team, 45.
Okay.
We lost 44 we won it here,
right,
in the East.
And 45 is lost.
45 we lost out in Westminster.
Yeah, and 46 you won.
46
you won that team too.
Yes.
And 47 you won. Were you on that team too?
That was junior A. I was young enough to go back and play junior.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was still young enough to play junior.
I do have that on top, 47.
Yes.
And then, so you started 48. What did you do now? You told me.
48.
Yeah.
I played senior.
Okay, but I'm missing your stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, 48, 49.
49. I played senior across the field.
And then you finished off in 50 as a goaltender. 50 and then 51.
Yeah,
those two seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I 51 was actually my first year that I was played completely goal. Other years, I had the great Whitaker and Doug Favell to contend with.
Yeah,
I also played forward too.
So how old were you when Whitaker was playing? Like,
I was 17 when I first went to senior.
And you knew you weren't going to replace him?
No.
And then Doug Favell comes along.
Doug Favell comes along. Well, actually, one reason in 47 I wasn't going to play across. I came hardball at the time. And but Phil Pernetti, who was a manager of the junior team, talked to me about coming back. But he also had Ralph Spector play goal. And Ralph was a good goaltender. I said, I'd come back, but I didn't play goal. So I played forward line and ended up to win the Junior Cup.
I was going to say, what was your highlight in your career, you figured? The high point.
High point, just playing with the forward I played with.
Not winning any cups?
Oh, yeah, that's close. Winning any Man Cup and the Middle Cup are great highlights, yes. But playing alongside of the older fellows are actually our heroes just a couple years sooner. You know?
Yeah, at the dinner there last week, they were talking about 1944. Man Cup team, and there's three of you guys there. And there's still seven living, isn't there, from 44?
There's five. There's, Gordon Whiteley was away, and Gordon Muir just couldn't make it. There were the other two,
okay.
And Doug Cole just passed away just last month.
Yeah.
I don't
know
a few
times.
But, no, it was just great. You know, players that played with and against some darn good across players.
But what persuaded you to go to Peterborough 49?
Right? Well, I played hockey the year before that year in Scotland. And somehow or another, they gave me a letter and asked me if I was interested in coming to Peterborough. So I could see it being my hometown where I was born, I thought it would just be great to go for a year.
And that was just, you were just out of time there, because that was just after before they started putting those big teams together.
Yeah.
In 51.
So. Yeah. They actually, when they first went, so you did that in players like myself and Bobby Thorpe and a couple of players from the Mimico area, But then after that, they just won the championship, and they skipped some of the routine pretty heavy. Yeah.
So that was what you would call a dynasty, because that team made up to the Ontario Finals 7 years in a row.
Yeah.
And
any All-Star team would, and that's what they were.
I was like, Brooklyn Redmond made it 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
I started following Redmond when I came back home to Ontario in 85. That was the first of the were 7 years in a row. There wasn't too much competition. They, you know, Peterborough would have a little bit of a good team, but the league was pretty well falling apart in the, you know, in the 80s. I think we're going to get a good year this year, though.
Yeah.
Senior lacrosse.
But the Dodgers, they would have a dynasty too. They had the 38 Man Cup, finals in 39, Man Cup in 40, Man Cup in 41, 42, North of Fair went away, 43, same thing, they were away in the war, then 44, won a Man Cup, 45 final, 46 Man Cup, so that would have been quite a string.
And 47, I think they had a 7 year, if I'm not mistaken. 7 years they've had 7 in a row. Because there's Green Deals back in the 60s, not too very long. But then we have Pete Spence at 7, and I think St. Catharines seniors were the first team to do that. 7 years in one league.
Lacrosse to me, I played a lot of hockey, but lacrosse to me, they're better than hockey.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoy playing lacrosse more than I do hockey. Think from being a kid right up to playing with the seniors and that.
Well, even as a fan just watching, you don't have the icing, you don't have offsides. It's faster. The ball's better control, so, you know, I love the passing plays.
When my playing days were over, I was able to get in and do a play better up here.
I'm going to do a play better up here.
I refereed from the late 60s into the middle 70s. Did quite a few Man Cup and Mineral Cup games. Did the first Canada Summer Games in Halifax. Did the whole six games for Man Cup in 1965 in Cornwall.
Well, she did one in Halifax. I had a friend of mine, Charlie Brown, he spit on some referee down there.
I didn't recall that.
He was a junior B from Whitby.
Okay, yes.
And Chatty Brown, I guess, spent on a referee.
Where's it me? I would ask whether it is, why he did that. I didn't want to suspend it.
Yeah, he got suspended for the rest of that series. That was a Whitby B&R Transporters. Yeah. A guy by the name of John Reed, I don't know if you remember that name, he's real quick. He was the best player on their team. Played a little bit of senior, but not much.
I knew John Reed from Oshawa, but you didn't know.
Yeah, this guy. Yeah.
No, lacrosse is just a perfect story. Just a perfect story.
Yeah, like last year, they had 76 games. The year before, I went to 80. But where I live, the Grand Region, there's soft kinds of lacrosse games going on. And I knock on the goal train and get to beaches on Monday nights. I just get, you know, I'm going to go train, get off, go to a beaches game Monday. Tuesday I go with the Warriors. Wednesday I go to Redmond. Thursday you see Junior B Farrington. Friday I'll hop on a train and maybe go to Mississauga. Again, because I've been to go train. Well, I'm single, so I...
Yeah, it's probably single too. I think I'd be going to more. I just missed one Junior A game last year. Even got the Mineral Cup up in Waterloo. Got
to
work
there.
Yeah. But, well, lacrosse has been good. As I said, I carried on the sexual part of it after, and just something I want to keep on. It's
working. Well, I do the stats. I've got enough to keep it going the rest of my life, probably another 30 years if I get lucky.
That's just great.
Well, I'm sorry that I interview you today because someone's doing something. I always fix it up the Hall of Fame. If you haven't been there, it's a beautiful spot. And could you tell me directions how a person driving would get find this Hall of Fame?
Well, that's it's on what they now call Long Canal Parkway. It used to be Government Road. But it's at 3 Long Canal.
So say a person driving from Toronto.
From Toronto, they'd have to get off, either get off on the eastern side of the Skyway and double back, or they get off on the western side of the Skyway at the Niagara Street cutoff and follow the service road right up to the what they call the Homer Bridge at the canal and turn right. That'd bring you right up here to the museum.
And what is the cost for people to get in the museum? I don't even know.
It's the cost covers the whole museum, and I think it's a matter of fact that the city raised it. And they weren't getting enough revenue, I guess, so they just raised it past year. I think it's only $3 or $4
a
head. Now, the school children do get a break on that, too. But I come up here quite often as a volunteer and ambassadors. And but just last week there we had 60 kids in one session.
So are you getting more people here from the
We're getting, see this year they seem to be getting more than other years. And I think we'll grow because the class is going all over Ontario.
Well, you've been to the Canadian Hall of Fame, eh?
Yes, in New Westminster.
I mean, this is 10 times as big, 10 times as much stuff displayed.
This is the day and night between the two of them. This is the daytime here. It's well lit, and it's wide open. Where is it in New Westminster there? I had to go and look for a place to find a key.
Yeah.
And go over it myself, turn the lights on, make sure we turn the light off when you left. But I understand that's changing more now.
Yeah, I was up there in 99, I guess. And I was really disappointed, you know, thinking about the Hall of Fame. But this is a great job here. And they seem to change stuff around.
Yes, we're always getting new stuff in, and they're changing it quite regularly.
So I notice every time I come, there's different things than the last time.
Yes, well, yeah, if you come from one month and you come back another month, you will see a change in the different showcases. And there's going to be more of it because we get more stuff in. And it just takes the volunteers to get things organized.
And that person that said they came from Toronto, would they phone in advance to make sure there's someone here?
To be sure, yes. We're notified by the staff at the front desk here when a bus is coming through, and we'll get 3 or 4 fellows up here. But individual, no. We could spend all the time here all day,
and
that day it might not be anybody or one or two. So if somebody was to phone and said that they were coming and they wouldn't mind somebody showing them through in an interview, like someone would be here.
Okay. That'll be my nephew just started playing lacrosse this year. He's 12, he's a peewee, and I'd like to take him here. And I found out his great uncle, there's a picture of him in here.
Oh, yeah.
1929 Oshawa Intermediate team.
Well, so, just before my day.
Well, I got the old Oshawa Tigers in 1929 when they won the Manning Cup.
Oh, yeah.
And the papers, this wide, very beautiful papers. The guy just went up to me. I had to throw them back there. I had it for about 6 months. But, yeah, where I live, I call it the Gilo Palace Lounge. And it's like Mike Gray lets me live above a store. And it's like a loft apartment. And I've got all kinds of, all of that stuff all over the walls. Interested in stats and sports, and probably since I was about 10 years old.
Well, it's just great to be carrying on like this. I mean, that lacrosse has lacked through the years the proper publicity and stats being kept.
Yeah. Well, I'm just trying to keep it up, and I've got to find some young lady to take it over. Well, I'm running out of stuff. This is my third interview today, so.
You're worn out.
Anyway, before you have two brothers that played lacrosse, Al and.
Yeah, Al was actually Al was 5 years younger than I am. But Al was actually the best lacrosse player in the family. He was tall, slim, and he could really run. My brother Don, he was a good lacrosse player too. But unfortunately, the war came along, and he went overseas, and I think he played senior possibly 2 years.
Yeah, I don't have too much on him.
No.
And your younger brother's stats, he had pretty good stats.
Yes. Al had a lot of good stats. And I had another brother, a third brother, he played minor lacrosse. But growing up, he just got into a different group of fellows that didn't play lacrosse, and this is why he didn't swing over. But my dad was sort of involved in it.
Did your dad play?
No. He played everything but lacrosse at Peterborough. But when he moved here in 37, he got involved with the junior Shamrock lacrosse team the following year. And since then, he's either been a manager, trainer, and he's played with St. Catherine Junior Athletics for a couple of years. So it's been in the family.
Yeah, sometimes I'll follow family trees and I get three. I don't think I've had four generations yet. Yeah. Like the MacArthur's, there's three.
Oh, yeah.
Dad MacArthur and his dad and uncles and grandfather. But there was a goalie who used to play for Ray, and his name is Jim MacArthur.
Okay, yes.
And I don't have his birth certificate, but I believe he was 57 when he was on Man Cup team. And Stan Shorten keeps on trying to get me to get that overlay and get the birth certificate from him. Because he'd be the oldest guy ever to win a Man Cup then.
He would be, yes. Well, it's been nice talking with you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Eddie, and we'll probably see you in the fall anyway at the Mets Hall of Fame dinner
in October.
In October, yes.
Yes. Okay.
Thanks, Mike.